You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
David Dujanovic. If you've never been to Butte, Montana, boy, are you missing out. I would have loved to have been there yesterday. And every major news organization, including the Washington Post, is covering what went down in Butte, Montana. USA Today says, circus elephant briefly escapes, walks through Butte, Montana. Watch the video here. This is a wild scene, Dave, where this circus elephant escaped a traveling circus. And then, no kidding, starts walking through traffic.
Definitely not your typical Montana traffic jam today. Drivers in Butte were surprised to come across, believe it or not, an elephant during their commute earlier today. The animal apparently got loose from a nearby circus and was seen parading through the streets, carefully treading around cars before making its way into a nearby parking lot. You can see what appears to be a handler following alongside, seemingly trying to get the elephant to come back home.
I'm a little surprised that this even hit the news cycle in Butte, Montana. Isn't this just like a regular Tuesday, like bison, buffalo, antelope, just walking through the, an elephant, maybe a little different.
It was a glorious moment for this elephant. It really, really was. And it's
free at last.
I mean, you're going the wrong way. It was walking into traffic in the wrong direction. And it was just crazy.
Elephant walking down the road.
There's people recording it from the car.
Oh my God. It's only in Butte.
A circus elephant got loose.
So it's this traveling circus, and what's happening is, I guess they were washing the elephant outside of the...
I don't want a bath. I'm out of here.
It's like a child, right? I don't want to be showered. It's outside the Civic Center. Is it the Civic Center? I mean, I've been in Butte so many times. It's almost pathetic.
What are you doing in Butte, Montana?
I'll tell you in a second. It's an awesome little city. I don't want you all to figure it out, though. I don't want you there. I want to be there by myself. But yeah, so it gets spooked because, of course, the timing is just terrible. By the way, it's Viola, the 58-year-old Asian elephant. Well, my goodness, when do you retire when you're an elephant? Do you really want to be in a traveling circus? No wonder she.
You're 58. You're still working.
I'm 57. 57. Get your facts straight. So she's in the parking lot of the Civic Center in Butte, Montana. She was getting a bath before the performance at Jordan World Circus when a car backfired. Of course it did. You know, it's like almost like spooking a horse, I guess. And she gets spooked. And so she escaped, stops traffic briefly while she walks down the streets of Butte. Yeah, the residents were going wild. How funny. And for this poor elephant, I mean, I didn't even think traveling circuses were still a thing until yesterday when I saw a video of this, of Viola.
Yeah, I thought they got rid of the whole elephant thing. Like balance a ball on your nose.
You better believe this is going to draw more attention to the fact that traveling circuses still exist. So what do I do in Butte? Okay, here you go. This is you don't want to quite do a staycation, but you don't want to go too far. Butte's about, is it 5-6 hours? I can't remember. I just get in
there's no way it's that close. Is it?
Yeah, do it.
It's like St. George away.
No, do a map quest for me there, David, because it's.
I think you're zoning out on your drive. I think you like just blank for about 1,000 miles.
I spend a ton of time in Montana. I do. I spend a ton of time in summers in Montana. Glacier, Kalispell, Whitefish, all that area. Yellowstone's not my favorite park. Sorry, park rangers. Not my favorite park. Glacier is. I know. I'm not a big Yellowstone girl. Just not.
Wow.
Kids and I went there a couple of years ago.
Talk about unpopular opinion.
Big Sky is fun. No, Yellowstone's not my fave. I love Glacier. I love the hikes in Glacier.
Debbie, I'm gonna fall out of my seat. Wow. I had absolutely no idea that Butte was 5.5 hours away.
Did I call
it? It's closer than Vegas.
It's close. It's.
I never go north. I'll drive down to Vegas.
What? Because you're a gambler.
It's because you're a degenerate gambler, Dave. That's why you go down to Vegas.
He's like, I'm teasing.
Well, I'm not a cowboy, so what am I going up to Butte for?
Mom, I'm just joking. We know you're not a gambler. We know you don't have that. But here's why you have to go to Butte. Okay. There are some awesome tours. There's a ton of history. I think it's like if I recall of all the tours I've done, it's like the copper capital, king capital of the world. A ton of copper came out of Butte.
If only we had copper here in Utah.
Yeah, but this isn't much. You get to tour the Copper King's house, which is phenomenal. It's been around forever and a day. There is a sports bar there. I'm sorry, I'm temporarily forgetting the name of the sports bar. They've turned it into a sports bar, but like this really, really old safe is in. It used to be a bank. So this really old safe that they had to push up the streets of Butte, and all the men in town back in like the 1800s were pushing this safe up the hill. It's just there's a lot of really cool history. I can hear the boss rolling his eyeballs right
so
now.
So a big safe, copper.
No, you gotta go. You gotta
and
go
an elephant.
No,
that's
stop.
What I have.
I haven't even gotten to the best part yet. A wandering elephant.
You've got you got 1 minute left, Deb.
Butte has an underground city. Did you know that?
What do you mean?
Butte went.
Like a speakeasy?
Oh, yeah. They were totally anti-prohibition. Think about how far they were away from Washington, D.C. and all the people that were, you know, dealing with the, you know, putting in, you know, creating rules against alcohol. So, yeah, there's speakeasies that were built underground. There's an old barber shop there where you like knock on the wall and then then it turns into a speakeasy on the other side of the wall. You can actually go into this underground speakeasy that's a total bar. And they say that a lot of stuff that was there back in the day is still there. And they're digging out this underground city under Butte, Montana. And you can do the tour for a couple of bucks. I've done the tour like 3 times.
That sounds pretty cool.
You need to go. So Viola will probably be on to her next town with the traveling circus because they got her back. Too bad for Viola. I was hoping she'd be able to live her life free of the traveling circus, but she's not.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.